irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada to Cairo, Egypt, Montenegro to Rio de Janeiro. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious Tuesday morning here in Southern California. We're looking outside at a clear blue sky. It looks like it's about 73 today. And
I know we start off each week, Mark, by talking about the weather, how grand it is. But like you just said, it's beautiful out there. The sky is crisp and blue and clear and cool and compared to yesterday. Yesterday, we were having like a tsunami.
Yeah. Crazy.
I mean, was it nuts or what? I mean,
unbelievable.
Now, before we get started, Mark, I want to start the show off with mentioning our sponsor of the show today, as every week is sponsored by iBidForStorage.com. That's iBid, the number four, storage.com. iBidForStorage.com is a self-storage and self-storage auction company based in Canada as well as the U.S. for the last 22 years. Their goal is to help you find the self-storage unit and auction that best fits your needs and budget. They make it easy to conveniently bid online for all storage auctions. And the good news is, Mark, they're an ever-growing company who have recently expanded deeper into the United States and have recently partnered in Plano, Texas, and Memphis, Tennessee. So Congratulations to iBid for expanding.
How many new locations have they got?
I'm sorry?
How many new locations have they got?
Two new locations in Plano, Texas, and Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, I thought we had a total of four new locations.
So bravo to them, and we welcome, as always, iBidForStorage.com.
Nice. Very nice. iBidForStorage.
.com.
What do we got? Birthdays today, huh?
Anybody good? Enough, well, you know, every week, and I keep on saying it's an interesting, eclectic group of people, and it's a great way to start the show because I like sharing some cool and wow, almost information.
But, great.
Celebrating birthdays today. Stamper.
Who?
Stamper.
Stamper?
32-year-old YouTuber. Stamper.
Oh, wow. 32 seems older for us,
yeah.
YouTuber.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, you remember Chico and the Man in the 70s.
Yeah, that was with Jack Albertson and
Freddie Prinze.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
No, it was Freddie Prinze.
Oh, Freddie Prinze
Jr.
Right.
From the Scream movies, you may know him.
Yes.
He's celebrating his birthday today.
So Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
How old is he?
How old do you think he is?
I think he has got
For
to
some
be...
reason, I thought he was a little older, but
Excuse me. I would say he's... let me tell you. I'll tell you exactly how old he is. He's going to be 40.
37.
Okay.
See, like I said, I thought he was a little older. I thought about 40 to 42, but he's celebrating 37 today. Cole Gallett. I like this name. Cole Gallett. Another YouTuber.
You say Cole?
Cole. Yeah, Cole. Sounds
like a Cole Porter?
Name. Yeah. He's a You Now star. I've never even heard of this
you
before.
You Now?
Yeah, You Now. He's 14.
I got to look into that. You Now.
Keemster. Keemster. He's a 32-year-old YouTuber.
Hey, are they the only ones that have birthdays nowadays, the Viners and the YouTubers?
Well, here we go. Hines Ward. He's 39 today.
Ah.
A former Pittsburgh Steeler and celebrity wife swapper.
And Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. And
which we'll go into in just a minute.
He was Dancing with the Stars and wife swap.
Oh, yeah.
Boris Kodojo. You know him.
He's the Italian or the Russian
he's
dancer,
No,
right?
He's a black guy. He's been in like many different like Criminal Minds and stuff. He's 42.
Oh,
he
he's an actor.
Like he's 32,
then.
Yeah.
Okay.
James Vanderbeek.
Yeah.
He's 38 today.
Hmm.
Mickey Dolenz. You remember him from the Monkees?
Yeah.
I think there's only two Monkees left.
Wow.
How old do you think he is?
He's got to be 73.
70. He's 70 today.
Okay. I'm always just a couple off.
Yeah. Alan Hale Jr. You remember him from The Skipper?
Yep.
From Gilligan's Island. We met him. We had the pleasure of meeting
at
Alan
the
Hale's
Alan Hale's Lobster Barrel at the old Restaurant Row in La Cienega back in the 80s.
Yeah. Alan Hale's Lobster
Barrel. He thought Raul was his little buddy.
Yeah. If he was still around today, how old do you think he'd be?
Oh, he would definitely be 100.
95.
Okay.
Actor Aidan Quinn is 56 today. Kenny the Jet Smith, who's the former North Carolina Carolina Tar Heel star, as well as Houston Rockets star on the TNT broadcast. It's 50 today.
And a host of, or I guess star in his own failed reality show, right?
Jimmy, yeah. Did you ever see it?
No.
It's terrible.
Well,
Lester Holt. Lester Holt.
I like Lester Holt.
56.
Always liked Lester Holt.
Musician Gary Numan, who was thought to be shot down over Russia 20 years ago.
He's in the gulag, isn't he?
He's no longer in the gulag. He's celebrating his 57th birthday today.
Must have broke out then, huh?
Yeah. Hootie Panda, another YouTuber. Hootie Panda is 19 today. And fashion designer Fatima Lopez is 50 years old today.
Wow.
So happy birthday wishes to all the celebrities.
Got a bunch of good ones there today.
Bunch of good ones. Hey, this list of celebrities, Mark, is probably comparable to the new list of celebrities that has been released today for Dancing with the Stars, I think.
Right. The list was just released today on the Good Morning America, which is, I mean, come on. It seems to me that every season, this show, the
Hey, really quick, though, Mark, just wanted to let everybody know today that we have a pair of guests coming in today, Armando and Eric from Casa Tequila, new brand of tequila, the hottest brand out there. So I hope everybody's tuning in, and if you want to call in, you could do so. But go ahead, Mark.
No, I don't think we're not taking any calls.
Oh, we're not taking any calls today.
No, not any calls for that. But anyhow, we're talking about Dancing with the Stars, which is a great format to expand somebody's career, elevate their career, elevate their brand. These usually are has-beens that nobody's seen or heard from in years, but they get in this show, and bam, suddenly their fortunes rise. Everybody knows who they are. They're the biggest names in Hollywood for, I guess, throughout the run of the show, which is about 10 weeks, I guess. So they just released the list today of these new zeros. Now, let me go over this with you, okay?
It wasn't George Hamilton on once?
He was the senior older one. Which, by the way, he did not do that good, which is surprising. If any of our listeners remember Love at First Bite back in 1979 and his talent for dancing with Susan St. James during the You Love the Nightlight, when they're dancing in the disco, everybody would have thought that he would have done a lot better than that. But anyhow, this is what our list looks like. Doug Flutie first started out in the United States Football League.
Oh, you have to give a whole promo on everybody.
All right. Everybody knows Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah, go to
right?
So the ones that we don't know who they are.
Mishka Barton, she's claimed to fame as OC. Marla Maples, the second wife of...
what does she do now, though?
She's an actress. Oh, okay. Actress host. Marla Maples, second wife of presidential candidate Donald J. Trump. Ginger Z. Now, I'm sure our listeners haven't got a goddamn clue who she is unless you're watching Good Morning America. She's the weather person for Good Morning America.
Wow.
Then you've got Jodie Sweetin. And if you didn't watch Full House 30 years ago, again, you don't have a clue who she
is. Was she one of the kids? She must been one of the kids.
Jodie Sweetin from Full House.
Okay.
NFL superstar Von Miller.
MVP for the Super Bowl.
NFL superstar Antonio Brown.
So they got three NBA.
Member of the Boys to Men boy group, Wanya Morris.
Wow.
Kim Fields from Facts of Life and, Real Housewives of Atlanta fame. And these are the two that I have.
Kim Fields is in the Housewives
of
Atlanta?
Oh. Housewives of Atlanta and Facts of Life. And these two, which I have never heard, and I guess I didn't have a chance to research these two, Niall DeMarco and Paige Van Zandt.
Paige Van Zandt is a UFC fighter.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to write that down in
who
my
was the other
here.
One, though?
Niall DeMarco.
Niall DeMarco. Probably
a...
Well,
so she's a female UFC fighter?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So this is the list of zeros that we've got competing in this season, which starts in 2 weeks, which should be...
2 weeks, huh?
Interesting. 13 yeah. days. We're 13 days and counting. And, you know, I had the displeasure of going to a taping last season
for remember.
One episode. And, boy,
I'm glad
I tell you...
I didn't go.
Yeah. If even... The only way this benefits anybody, if you are a huge, huge fan of the show... And the fact that you get to be there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's it. Because you're there for 4 hours.
Oh, gosh.
Or more. And then you have to be in the line for a couple hours.
Yeah, I was in line with you, and we just missed the cutoff. I think that's what you know.
After that initial line, you go to the next line for another 2 or 3 hours. That's the thing. So, I mean, unless you're a huge fan in all Hollywood stargazing and you love the whole Hollywood thing.
And I'm sure there's a ton of them out there.
Every episode you're going to have this line of people. But... Which is crazy because yesterday was the taping in Pasadena, the Civic, for the next season of America's Got Talent. And
America's Got Talent.
Yeah. And so they started the taping yesterday. 4 hours they wanted you to be there. 4 hours. Yeah. And they don't want you to wear any light color. They only want you to wear dark color clothes, which is strange.
How'd you get all this information?
Because a friend of Stacy's was going. Her husband works for the city of Pasadena, the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
So because of that and the fact that it's being filmed in Pasadena, he got passes to go.
Yeah.
So that's how I got the scoop. Four hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
A lot of time.
But I mean, there's a lot of fans out there that have no problem. I mean, look at, like, for Star Wars, Mark, when the movie came out, people were out there a week early, right?
Yep.
Wanting to be the first to see. Who gives a crap? I mean, if you're the
first. Hey, well, get this. Over the weekend, again, was the North Carolina basketball game, right? Back at Duke?
Yeah. Yeah, Duke, North Carolina.
All right. When Blake was in crossing country back in January, I guess, or when was he traveling? February or whatever?
A couple months ago.
They already had tents set up to be in line to get the tickets, they had their tickets already, but they were already in line, I guess, to go into the show. Then this was 2 months ago, and so the game was just this weekend.
Well, they were in line for the game that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
this past weekend was North Carolina. They were in the line for the Duke game, which was about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, because Blake said this weekend it was. Blake, if you're listening, send me a text and let me know what was going on, because I thought Blake said that they were in line months ago for this weekend's game.
Oh, possibly anyhow. Then. I thought they were North Carolina this week.
But anyhow.
No big deal.
But yeah.
I know, waiting in line,
people do that. That's
fans are just fans. So, that's the way they're always going to be.
So we had the great pleasure of attending a couple of events this last 5 days or so. First one, I guess I'll say, since it was the most recent, we judged the Miss Santa Monica USA pageant at the lovely Lowe's Santa Monica Beach
overlooking Hotel. The beach. Fantastic.
Boy, even though it was cold, it was freezing out there, right? It was like in the 50s. Hey,
Mark, real quick, Mark, let me just mention this. Speaking of I just lost my train of thought really quick.
Yep.
Speaking of the pageant, there was some girl that was a contestant. One of the things she says, a unique thing that she loves to do is collect sand. She loves to go all over the world and collect sand. I asked her, where have you been? And she said, Hawaii. And I said, Hawaii, that's it?
Yeah. Yeah, right. If you're collecting sand, you've got to be in the Bahamas. You've got to be Santa Monica. Right?
Yeah. I mean, and I says, hey, if you go right out there to the beach, there's plenty of...
Her sand collection was only...
only Hawaii. And I says, hey, well, we're right out here at the beach right here. There's tons of sand just right out here. Do you have any of that? And she said, no.
Yeah.
So you know how sometimes these they have quirky...
habits, hobbies, things, the fantasies and whatnot. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a gorgeous day. I mean, it was cold. And the cool thing was, you know, what I liked, one of the judges that was with us over the weekend was Nia Sanchez, former Miss USA, which we ran into ourselves personally, what, about 3 times in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Or 4 times in the last 2 weeks, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So it was always good to see Nia. And also, which I thought was cool, was having Erin Robinson there. And a lot of people don't know her by the name.
Right.
But she is competing in this season's Amazing Race, which is great because... my wife watches the Amazing Race all the time, and my son Blake wants to enter. And so she just filled us in how you no longer have to be 21. You could be 18 to enter the Amazing Race. So I think Blake is going to be looking into that to get on board the show this season. But it was great. We had some real cool fellow judges, and it was a fairly small list of number of girls. I guess we had a total of, what, 40?
Yeah, total, which is hard to believe in the city of Santa Monica that there's, I want to say, so few women that want to compete.
Yeah.
I mean, Santa Monica is a beautiful city right by the beach, and there's a lot of beautiful Southern California women.
You know, I'm trying to look. I'm looking at the program right now. I'm trying to figure out who was the winner this year. And Alexis, does that name sound familiar?
You know, Mark.
Alexis B.
I hate to admit it, but I'm pretty bad when it comes to the names. You know,
right.
I remember the city that they're from.
I'm looking at the pictures here, and I'm looking at the names, and geez.
Well, I know one of them was the Miss was India.
Okay. Oh, Miss was India. Okay.
Yeah, Miss was India.
India W, that's right. I'm looking at a picture
and
now.
And the teen, there's only 6, so that should be pretty easy.
India
too.
W, it's strange. In the program, it doesn't give their last name either. It just says India W.
I guess they don't want people reaching out to them?
Weird.
Contacting them? I don't know. But there was a fantastic event that we attended. In addition to that, like Mark said earlier, we try to attend probably about two events a week.
Hold on a second. Let's keep talking about this. I mean, this is a great event. And you know what the thing is? It went too long, right? I think it was about it went over two hours.
I think it went close to two and a half, Mark.
India W. And she's only 19. Wow, that's pretty cool. Her career ambition is to obtain a BA in business entrepreneurship and eventually pursue a degree in entertainment law.
When does teen end? Age?
Teen?
18?
I think it was 14. I think is up to 19. You can be – it's the teen from 13, I believe, to 19 or 14 to 19.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it covers the entire teenage group. Here's a teen. There's 16. Here's a 18, a 17. Here's a 15. Boy, and this 15 sure does not look like 15.
Yeah.
Anyhow, yeah, it was a great
goes,
event.
Mark. I mean, some of the teens look like. I think there was a couple I reached over to you and I leaned over and I says, "Hey, she looks like she's 20."
Hey, so it's MissSantaMonica.com. Looking forward to being there again at next year's event because it's always a lot of fun. You know?
Yeah.
Always a lot of fun.
Yeah, we always love it. Except for one we did last year, I think it was Missouri, that was like a 9-hour process for interviews. There was, I think, 180 girls, wasn't
right.
there?
Right, right.
Which that is was crazy. A
but Miss California, thanks again to CronDiva.com and Kristen for having us along for the ride. We provided the fabulous gift bags for this year's event, which was a packed bag. I guess this was one of the best bags we've done in quite a while. So
yeah.
Thanks again, Miss Santa Monica. Always look forward to judging our local events like that.
So from Beauty Pageant, which we always enjoy doing, we also attended another event last week, a charity event. And we always like to attend as many charity events or participate or be involved with as much charity throughout the year as we can. And last week we participated in a black tie event, a mandatory black tie event.
It said, I've never seen this before in the invitation, black tie strictly enforced.
Mark, the funny thing about that is this was a black tie event, but I think I saw less black tie than for most black tie events.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it might have been a turnoff when they emphasized mandatory.
Yeah.
Because there was less black tie. But anyhow, A Brighter Future for Children was the Audrey Hepburn.
No, it benefits Children's Hospital of Los Angeles,
yep.
Which is the Audrey Hepburn Care Center. So it's A Brighter Future for Children, and that's presented by DreamBuilders.com. This is it's a house building company that put together this organization, A Brighter Future for Children, which benefits the Audrey Hepburn Care Center at Children's Hospital of Los Angeles.
A lot of names involved here with this charity.
Yeah. Well, you know, nowadays with charities,
yeah.
you have to get names involved.
Yeah.
You have to get celebrities involved. You have to get brands involved. You have to get sponsorships involved.
A Brighter Future for Children benefiting the Audrey Hepburn Care Center at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles for the Dream Builders. So quite the name.
Hey, who's our sponsor today, by the way?
Oh, by the way, as every week, Mark, our sponsor is iBidForStorage.com. That's I-B-I-D, the number for storage.com. You can also reach them at 844-424-3669. And iBid is self-storage and self-storage auction. Based in Canada and the U.S. for the last 22 years, their goal is to help you find the self-storage unit and auction that best fits your needs. They make it easy and convenient to bid online for all of your storage auction needs. Also, currently located in Texas and Memphis, Tennessee, Mark.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Fantastic.
Very nice. Very nice. So back to this event that happened last week, the Benefiting Children's Hospital of Los Angeles by Brighter Future for Children. Great event. We're coming on board as brand ambassadors, which basically means this. We attend these events. We promote them on a radio show. We promote them in social media. We attend. We do this type of thing. We're creating synergy with this particular charity, which is a great charity. Who doesn't like Children's Hospital of Los Angeles?
Great cause.
Yeah.
Great cause.
But, you know, we had – there was on the list of celebrities to attend this thing last week. Now, this was – again, we didn't see any of these guys there because there were hundreds of people at this thing, so we can't see everybody. But listed as their celebrity proponents for this thing is Josh Bowman. Everybody knows him from the hit series Revenge, which is no longer on. Andy Dick, comedian. I think he was on Dancing with the Stars a few years ago.
I think he's a well-known poker player, too. That may have
poker
been why
player.
He was involved, yeah.
Kat Graham, we know her from The Vampire Diaries. David Arquette, he's been in a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Tio, Terrell Owens, he's been to everything, especially our gifting suites.
Carol.
What is he doing now, though? Do you know?
I don't. I'm sure he's involved with, you know, I don't even know, Mark.
Yeah. To be Karina honest Smirnoff you. From Dancing with the Stars.
Did you ever watch his reality show that he had a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Next on the T.O. show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. What's he doing now?
Yeah.
David Marchino, he's from The Shield, Due South and Homeland. Kelly Belgrand from Lab Rats, Disney show. And Sam Tramwell. The only thing I know him from is True Blood and the Wild Creations Gifting Suites.
Right? Wonderful musical performance by Grammy winner Omar.
Yeah.
And how do you pronounce Omar's last name? Do you
Takrin?
Anyhow, wonderful performance by Grammy winning artist Omar. Oh, fantastic. Fantastic Mediterranean style buffet.
That was good.
Open bar.
And that's the best.
One of the things that I really enjoyed, as did you, they had a candy bar as well. I don't know the name of the company. They didn't even have any signage at all.
You know, it was written down someplace.
Yeah.
It was
fantastic candy buffet, sweet and sour stuff. They had jelly beans. They had licorice. They had saltwater taffy.
Now you piqued my curiosity.
They had peanut butter bars. And they were providing a wonderful, wonderful bag to all the guests. And I was surprised there wasn't a line. Tequila being served by Casa Tequila. And by the way, they're going to be coming on guests on our show just momentarily. Fantastic tequila. We'll be talking more about that shortly. But a wonderful event. Mark, do we know how much the charity raised?
You know, we don't, which is kind of weird,
we
too,
should,
because they
check
always
check with Mayer to find out.
Sugarfina. Sugarfina. Yeah,
Sugarfina. Yeah. Fantastic.
You got to announce.
Yeah, and there was a poker game going on that Mark and I do not play poker, but.
Small world, who did we bump into?
Small world, we bumped into Renee. And Casey from Storage Wars that were on the show when we were on, or they're currently still on. But we bumped into them there, which was very odd because they are from the San Diego area. But they came up north for this great charity cause. They know Tom Malloy, who's an avid poker player, and Tom had played with them in the previous event and had invited them to come on up. So I got to say, that was a surprise to see them. We haven't seen them in probably
2 years, right?
2 years or a year and a half. So it was a pleasure seeing Renee and Casey. If you guys are listening, bravo. Big shout out to Bargain Hunters, which is the name of their store down there. And Poway, right? Poway or Poway?
Poway,
which is, I
Poway,
think,
Poway.
Yeah, in San Diego County. So quite the jaunt for them to see them in our backyard.
Yeah.
But good event.
Great event. You know, again, it had all the components of a great show. Red carpet, media wall, celebrities, open bar, snacks being floated around. Skinny Pop was there.
Mm-hmm.
Hors d'oeuvres being floated around. A great meal, entertainment, poker. It reminded
a lot of beautiful
me a
women,
lot.
Too.
What's that?
A lot of beautiful women.
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of the two charity events we do back east, the Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis Tournament in Boca Raton and the Rally for Kids with Cancer in Toronto that we do. Almost identical. However, I need to talk to Mayor about how he does certain things. The buffet meal, which was served, they waited to open up the buffet line until like 9 o'clock, till after the entertainment had started, till after the silent auction was done, till after everybody had done their speeches. Normally, what happens is you've got music going, and then you have the food being served.
And a lot of times, Mark, before you even sitting down, they're putting the salads on the table. Granted, this was buffet, but still.
Right. And then comes the entertainment, then comes the speeches, then comes the silent auction. But you don't do that before the meal, because there was a line that had to be an hour long for some of these people to get their buffet, which means they weren't going to be eating until like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it was just just crazy.
Other than that, the event was great.
I'd really like to find out how much they raised, but we'll send something
email. Yeah, we'll find out.
Because I'm very curious, and next week we'll talk about that and tell the people how they could get involved and make donations.
Again, I'm putting another pitch out. It's a brighter future for children.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Benefiting the Audrey Hepburn Care Center at Children's Hospital, Los Angeles.
And speaking of charity, I guess this has been the last 2 months for charity with us because we're providing a charity gift bag next week to an organization in
Indiana. Is that next week?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We made a donation to another charity fund. We participated last week. This week, Thursday, we're participating in a place called Homes. It's a bowling and poker event as well, taking place at Pins out in the Studio
City. That's a cool name for a bowling alley.
Yeah, real good. A Place Called Homes, Stars and Strikes. Stars and Strikes, a celebrity poker and bowling tournament. So very happy to be associated with that. I don't think we're going to be bowling anywhere, attending another event later in the evening. So I don't think we either want to bust a sweat during the bowling or plus get committed to be there for 2 or 3 hours. We want to make an appearance, say hello, get on that red carpet, take some photographs, do our part to raise some money for charity, and then head out to the next event.
Right. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey, did you catch the series finale of Downton Abbey?
Fantastic.
It was a good one.
They could not end that episode. I mean, everything was positive about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything. It was positive, good, clean energy.
One thing I didn't understand is, sure, Carson, his hand is shaking, but so don't serve the wine anymore. How does that end his career as being the butler?
Yeah.
His basically butler duties are administrative and standing around looking butlery.
Yeah. Right. I don't recall ever seeing him pour this stuff. It's always,
oh, he always pours it every week.
Oh, he does?
That's his thing. He pours the wine.
I see.
Yeah.
Somebody's
got to
do it, I guess. His
career has ended because he can't pour the wine anymore.
How fitting was that to have Barrow replace him?
I mean, everything went as the way it was supposed to go, which ended on a complete good note. I mean, it's a feel-good show. And
you think there might be a possibility of Downton Abbey, the movie?
That'd be great. I think that would be fantastic. You know, wait a couple of years, and you're like they did with a lot of these shows. You know, Entourage did it, and you know, you come back and you do a movie. And
this was the sixth season, correct?
That was it, yeah.
So I saw two.
Oh, I've seen them all, yeah. You got to get the DVDs, binge.
I don't have time.
You don't have time. You watch everything.
Exactly. That's why I don't have time to watch an entire...
That makes no sense.
I don't have time.
It's one of the best series of all time, though.
I don't have time to
that's a silly statement to say.
Watch another series.
There's, you have all the time in the world.
Just yesterday alone, two new shows started, Damien and Bates Motel, that I'm getting drawn into as well. So, geez, you just can't... More better TV now than ever.
They call it the new golden age of Hollywood.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
But I loved it, loved it. And then tonight, naturally, is going to be O.J. Simpson again. You know, they found that knife a couple weeks ago, or last week, this knife.
What's the latest with that?
They're saying that it looks like they're calling it a butt knife, which is not the type of knife that was used in the murders.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that it's been 20 years, and they don't think they can get any DNA off of it, which makes sense. You've got a knife that's been buried for decades. You're not going to get any DNA off of it. The whole story is shifty. This guy finds it, holds it for 20 years, then comes and says he wants to turn it in. I don't know. What it does is it renews the whole interest in the whole this thing again. And now they've got on the Good Morning America today, one of the jurors from 20 years ago was on today saying, you know, if he'd have to do the whole thing over again, he'd still think that OJ was innocent.
Wow.
He says there wasn't enough proof to prove he was guilty, which really, I think we
How
all know.
How much more proof could you?
We all know that the only way that they won that case was because they managed to make irrelevant issues relevant that had nothing to do with it, like the Mark Furman thing with the race. It wasn't a race case at all. And with the tampering or botching of the evidence, they're saying that the blood was tampered with or compromised, which, you know, the Simpson team used every possible out they could to win this thing. They played it by the letter of the law, and by using that with the Dream Team, naturally they got a non-guilty.
Just crazy. Isn't that crazy?
But I mean, it's a good show. You know, we bumped into Cato Kalin a couple weeks ago. We're recent members of the Toluca Lake Tennis Club.
That's funny in itself,
isn't
right
it?
There.
I mean, we seem to be relevant. We're like Zelig. We always seem to bump into somebody or have a picture taken or be with somebody who's relevant at the moment.
He just started following us on Facebook today, speaking of which.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is crazy. But like you just said, we literally bumped into him as we're coming into the tennis. For some reason, I wouldn't figure he was a tennis player, but who knows? I don't know. Mm. And what is he doing nowadays?
Yeah, you're right. You got to review that. I think he's got some product out, jeans or something.
Yeah, he
like
was
that.
Just on Steve Harvey.
Oh, no, sweatsuits. He's got sweat clothing.
He was just on Steve Harvey a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he was probably, because that's when the show just started, the O.J. Simpson thing. So he's relevant again. Now, he was a radio host for a while, and then he went on to do something else, and I don't know.
Yeah. Entertaining show.
Yeah.
Another show that's coming to an end is American Crime. Or wait, no, what's
tomorrow? It's American Crime.
American Crime.
Last
what's the O.J.
tomorrow?
Story? It's O.J. Simpson.
People versus O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, speaking of movies and such, you saw Zootopia this weekend. Did
Loved
you
see
Zootopia?
Loved it.
$70 million, $80 million at the box office?
Yep.
Beat the hell out of Lennon Is Falling.
Yeah.
I think only $24 million for that.
Right.
Now,
right.
That's a big-time blockbuster shoot-em-up, bang-bang explosion film.
Could you call it a summer popcorn movie?
Yeah. $26 million.
Yeah, that's surprising, especially because it was a sequel of a highly successful.
Yeah, so I guess putting it up against Zootopia was not the way to go.
I guess everybody just had enough of that. They thought this weekend I want to see something fun.
And speaking of Zoo, how about Zoolander 2?
Oh,
it's already gone. Didn't they just come out 2 weeks ago?
No, it was like 4 weeks ago.
Oh,
it came out. It came out like 4 weeks ago. And it was gone 3 weeks 15 ago.
15 years to make a two, and it's like,
yep,
a bust.
Right.
I mean, what is Hollywood thinking these days?
Right? You got to wonder.
How about Aaron Andrews, $55 million? And supposedly the guy, the convicted guy, he's already out of jail, right?
He spent 2.5 years in there.
He is responsible for paying 24% of that.
Yeah, but see, he has nothing. That's right. Why she went to sue.
But out of the $55 million, he is expected, he's supposed to pay 21% of that.
Wow.
But I mean, that's kind of, so they still end up getting like $35 million from Marriott.
Yeah, but I think they're going to fight that, and they're going to take it to the higher courts.
So 10 years before she gets a penny.
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
Yeah, that's.
I guess sometimes it's just like being nominated for an Oscar. Sometimes being nominated is all you need. Just like maybe all you need is just recognition, knowing that you won the case.
But in her case, I don't think she wanted that. Winning the case was nothing. I think she wanted the money because she wasn't trying to make something out of it. She just thought she was wrong by having her nude video put around the world. Which, if anything, if you ask me, after that video went viral, went viral, is when she got the gig on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
you know. So, okay. You know, yeah. Anyhow. It's an interesting court case. It's an interesting court case. She won. I don't agree with $55 million. I think, you know, what happened to her was wrong and an abomination. But the fact of the matter is that it went on, you know, this big case and went on to win that kind of money is surprising. In a moment here, we're going to bring in our two friends here, Armando and Eric, with a wonderful new tequila, which has just been around for a couple months. It's a cmtequila.com. And so they're going to be in here explaining to us the whole tequila business. I guess if you're not familiar with tequila, it's kind of like, I like to think of it like champagne. You know, people just buy champagne, they think champagne. Looking real cool, guys. Looking real cool. These guys just came in. They look like they belong on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood right now. Hold on, man. I'm in the middle of something. But anyhow, people think champagne is just champagne. But real champagne comes from the Champagne region of France, just like tequila. Tequila, true tequila, comes from a particular region of Mexico. And if you don't get your guava or agave from this area, it's not tequila.
Boy, Mark, you're talking like you know what you're talking about. Anyhow, real quick, guys, just stepped in. Armando and Eric, we're not expecting any callers in, so we don't need the headset. If somebody does call in, we'll put the headset on. So make sure you get close to the speakers.
And the reason we're not putting any callers out there is because the show is so short.
Yeah.
By getting calls in, you get a lot of these wacky guys. They might go on, and they're just eating up our time.
When we first started the show, we'd have people calling in, and then the show was over after two calls, and we didn't get a chance to talk what we wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
The show is called The Tastemakers, where we talk about lifestyle, luxury, travel, beverages,
gourmet
vehicles, and so forth, or what have you. So we run the gamut. We talk about everything. And Mark, did you already introduce the guys?
Yeah,
Casa Tequila, and I'm sure you just gave a whole promo.
I just gave the website,
and I'm sure you gave a whole promo on the whole industry of tequila.
Well,
which
I didn't
we try
give
to
everything
about,
because we got to let these guys talk about.
I'm saying, but I know sometimes you try to get in and spit out as much information.
I do
as
because
you can.
It's a 50-minute show. We don't. Yeah. We can't waste a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
So with us again is Armando and Eric from Casa Tequila, and we're just going to let them roll. And
gentlemen, welcome aboard. And I guess the first thing I want to say is congratulations. On the success of your great tequila. You know, I'm not a tequila connoisseur, but I think for the most part people drink Patron or they drink these other ones that have been around forever, Don Julio, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when something new comes up, they may be hesitant to try it. And one of the things that I really like about your brand is the bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, when all is said and done, it looks like a decanter.
Hey, you know, I want to jump in too, Mark, real quick before
hurry up and then let them talk.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But real quick, though, you guys might add on this, too. Tequila's been probably real popular in training, probably maybe about 8 or 10 years. But before that, it was always just Cuervo. Right? Wasn't like Jose Cuervo, and there was like nothing else.
It's just
like,
cheap stuff, yeah.
Like vodka liquor stores, in the 70s and 80s. It was Smirnoff, and there was nothing else.
Yeah.
And now there's everything. So brands like you, I'm sure that's really taken a bite out of Cuervo.
That's one of the reasons why we got involved in this business. Other than us being 100% authentic and Mexican, raised in a very Jalisco household, it was always the plan for us to produce something that was sippable.
Oh, I like that. Sippable.
Sip it.
Yeah,
sippable.
You know?
I'm going to write that down.
And in fact, last week when we were attended the event that Armando was, you were not there. You were sick. Hope you're feeling better.
I do.
The gentleman that was pouring, he says, "This is sipping. You want to sip this?"
Wait, the guy that was pouring. What was his name?
Mauricio.
Well, okay. He's all into it, you guys.
Yeah, he's like, he's our boy. Is he an actor too?
He does his
comedy.
He's good.
He does comedy.
Okay, he's good.
Very good dude.
But he's a good brand ambassador, like you just said.
Great,
sippable.
Great brand ambassador. And that's where it's at. So we got involved in the business almost 15 years ago.
Wow.
Being that we come from such a Mexican family, he said, look, we got to change this up. Everybody drinks a shot, and it's like they're drinking rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
What's the situation here?
Right. What's
it's
the
like, that's really where it started.
So yeah.
We got into Highlands of Jalisco. The Highlands of Jalisco, where they produced the best, matured agaves in all the region of Jalisco, and here it is. Years later, 5 years later, we had actually found our real true ingredients, and it's smooth and subtle.
Well, you say Jalisco, so that's the region.
That's the main region. There's other regions, but that's the main region.
That's the main region. And if it doesn't come, and it's the agave, right?
That's right, the agave.
So if it doesn't have the Mexican agave, that's not true tequila.
It has to be a Blue Weber agave tequila in order for it to be 100% agave.
Okay.
There's a lot of mix. There's a lot of mixtos that don't become 100% blue agave. But for us, it was very important for us to have a high-end, ultra-premium tequila because it has to have that touch, which is a perfect piña, which is a mature enough blue agave Weber piña for us to produce a great tequila as what we do now, Casa Mexico tequila. Casa Mexico is that. We have Mexico in our name, and we have to make sure we take care of that name because we're not too many tequilas in the world that have Mexico in the name.
Right.
That being said, you could just imagine how hard we work, Armando and I, 5-6 years, to get those ingredients and get them approved by the law of tequila.
Mm-hmm. I could even imagine it.
Exactly.
It seems very complex.
People see the bottle.
Yeah.
And in order for me to make a silver bottle, it takes 8 years. In order for me to make a reposado bottle, it takes 9 years. And
wow.
In order for me to make an añejo bottle, it takes 10 years. People, when you look at the bottle, I have no idea
yeah.
what happened.
So when you start today, the premium, it won't be ready for 10 years from today.
That's correct. Well, what happens is the piña has to mature for 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah. In order for me to produce one bottle of tequila. High-end tequila.
Mm.
And that's really where it's at. That's what we do for a living. But
right.
we've been doing it for such a long time that we have acres and acres and acres of ready-to-mature tequila. And we have thousands of liters in barrels. And it's been a long, 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 long road for us. But
yeah.
That's the reason why we're able to give that back and have people say, like, well, smooth and subtle. I don't need a lime. No lime needed.
Yeah.
That's where him and I really knew we had something 5-6 years later. And we looked at each other and said, all right, it's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the consumer. It's about their palate. It's about if this is a great product for them.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for us, as you gentlemen, here we are.
Yeah, we love it. I mean,
it's good stuff.
I'm more of a tequila guy than Mark is. But
but I am becoming more of a tequila guy now. I have multiple different brands of tequila at home. And so I'm going to do a sampling myself. I'm going to have
right.
my wife do the blindfold thing and put it on and see if I could figure out which one's best. But I've got like 5 or 6 different brands over there. But I got to say, your brand is probably one of the best, if not the best that I've had. I like that Partita that we had years ago.
Yeah, right.
That's a smooth one, and that's
right.
pretty good, too.
I always like that. And that was a very small brand that
right.
nobody heard about when we first met
right.
them.
But now they're gaining
right.
momentum.
Right.
But I do like the taste of yours. I do like the fact that it's sipping. I do like mine on ice. I like to have a nice big
rocks.
Ice cube in there, right?
We love that.
And I got to say that the packaging and marketing naturally are two great things about any good brand that makes it better than the others. I had my brother-in-law's two over the other day, and the first thing they said was, well, that's a great bottle. And I think that's one of the things that gets my attention is the packaging or the way the bottle looks. There's so many crap bottles out there that, we recently came across something, one brand that was out there, and they had a crap bottle. But it was supposed to be a good brand.
Oh, like a $200? Are you talking about that?
The bottle itself just looked like, I'm not even going to look at this thing.
And it was introduced to us. It's not even here yet.
Yeah.
But I can't recall the name, but it was a $200 bottle. It tasted great. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But unless you know your tequila and unless you know the brand name, let's just say you want to go out and your friend is a tequila lover. You go to BevMo. There's 20 different bottles there. But you're not a tequila person or even an alcohol person. If you're not going to go with Patron, you got to go with one that looks great.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you guys spit out the website?
If
people want to go or listeners want to go to your website.
Instagram, Twitter, all your social media
followers. Let's get that out of the gate right now.
If
people get a hold of you.
We're all on Instagram at CM Tequila, and we also our website is CasaMexicoTequila.com or CMTequila.com. And we're also on Twitter at CM Tequila, and we're also Facebook at Casa Mexico Tequila.
Okay. Fantastic. And what is the M for? Casa M Tequila?
Well, it's Casa Mexico.
Casa Mexico, which is abbreviated CM.
And let's talk about the celebrity spokesperson that you folks have.
Yeah.
That's pretty big stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty big stuff. Yeah, we have Mario Lopez, which is...
the guy that's always smiling.
Yeah.
The guy with the dimples.
Biggest dimples in Hollywood.
Yeah, he's an amazing ambassador for us. Not only that, he's an amazing just a general person.
We literally bumped into him at the Emmys last year, too, but we didn't know about the tequila. We would have talked to him about it.
Yeah, gotcha.
But how did he get involved with you guys?
Several years back, a mutual friend of ours introduced me to Mario, and months later he says, hey, I want to sponsor my wedding. It was a perfect limelight for us to really get into the game in the Hollywood industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, of course. So Armando and I and the whole team flew to Mexico. And we had
he got married down in Mexico?
Down
what part? Smaller?
Punta de Mita.
That's what I would have guessed.
Yeah. Jalisco, right next to Jalisco, border to Nayarit, right there.
Okay.
Amazing, just an amazing private event, three nights. You can imagine.
Oh, so they made a big production out of it.
Beautiful. Oh, it was one of those weekend bashes.
It was on TV.
Wow. Actually,
it was recorded for a TV show. For beautiful.
Great.
Yeah. One of the best ones I've ever been to.
Well, I guess the great thing about this is, you know, he's from Mexico. He knows tequila. He could have picked any tequila brand he wanted, and he got you guys to be part of this thing, which is fantastic.
One of the big things that we here, Mondo and I see, is like our authenticity. Mm. We're only 7% Mexican-owned companies, gentlemen.
What is that?
7% Mexican-owned tequila companies.
Is that right? How could that be?
Yeah, that's what I say. I mean, but hey, it's okay. Yeah, that, I don't mind. Well, that's hard I don't to mind believe. That.
Well,
to us, it means 93% more of thrust.
Right.
Guess what, guys?
Boy, that's a staggering.
Well, I guess I can understand that. I think probably the majority of alcoholic companies are owned by, you know, like five mega corporations.
Oh, yeah.
They multinational, they own everything. And I think a lot of them are probably based in the U.S. or Europe or something. Yeah. So even though it's Mexican-based, it's recently or has been purchased by just like, you know, Miller and Coors. They're now owned by some Belgian company, I think. So, you know, so that's how it works out. You just don't think of that, though.
Actually, that's how it works. Because those companies used to be distributors. They just distribute the products. But then they saw that they could make more money out of buying the product and making it their own. So they started buying a lot of tequila brands, every single one. And then once one started buying, the other one didn't want to be left behind. So started buying. So all of a sudden, every tequila company got bought out.
Wow. So there's only 7% still.
For us, we're 7% of Mexican companies. And that's where we found our authenticity. I think he really felt the truth behind our company, that we're a small company. We're going against these huge conglomerates that we totally respect.
Yeah.
And we're just in our lane doing our thing. And just that regular guy that never gave up. That's
great.
All we are.
That's a great Horatio Alger story, that you guys, you know, started this thing from scratch and you took it and made it into a brand and you've got nowhere else to go except up.
And speaking of that, what does up show for you guys? What is tomorrow's show? What's on the plan?
Well, we just
for the next week, month, year.
Yeah, we just signed a deal with Golden Boy Promotions.
Ah, that's great. That's fantastic.
We're the up-and-coming tequila.
Oscar De La Hoya. For those who don't know Golden Boy, it's Oscar De La Hoya.
Another amazing human being. Yep. Just a hardworking guy.
How did that work? Did you guys approach them or did they approach you?
It was mutual. A lot of. Luckily for us, we've done a lot of this.
Networking.
Yeah.
A lot of networking.
Synergy. Take it from us. We know that helps. You got to do it these days.
Exactly. And it's got to people, you know, and here we are today.
Yeah, I got to say, we met the fellas about a month ago. We were attending an event at the Van Nuys Airport for Prestige Air and Sue Wong and a bunch of other people. And the guys, Casa de Mexico Tequila, was there.
And the sponsors provided tequila
sipping,
for tasting.
You know.
Sipping.
And so Matt and I got drawn into it. We met the guys. We started sipping. Thought it was fantastic. We forged a partnership. They were part of our Oscar gifting suite a couple weeks ago, which was great, by the way. Everybody loved the tequila. And then we bumped into them again a couple days ago. We were at a charity event in Hollywood. And so, again, this is how we network. This is how we create synergy with brands and collaborate with people, which is it's a great way to do business out here in Hollywood.
It's a beautiful way.
Yeah. You know? It was nice to see them at the
it was a great event. Too bad you missed it. You know, it was a great.
And that was a great cause, and I think
you guys had a great spot because as soon as you walk in, your table was right there,
which I loved it. I loved it. I can't pronounce your buddy's name again.
Mauricio,
that's easy enough. I mean, I didn't even get a chance to get to the table, and he saw me coming.
Yeah, we're sipping right away.
I indulged, I think, when you guys were at our event a couple weeks ago. In fact, I made a point of indulging. When there's something good being provided, you got to indulge, right? Take advantage of it.
Now, you guys, I know some of the other tequilas have this too. They have different levels of tequila. You have like a introductory or a middle and the high end. What is the difference between the three different levels?
And is there only three? Because I think, are there ever four? Because usually there's like the low end, there's the premium, there's a middle one. I think for all, like for rums, it's like that and so forth. So is that like standard measure, only three different?
Actually, you know, when you get tequila, when you first make tequila, the first batch that comes out is a silver or blanco.
Okay.
Name is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a straight out tequila after filtration, after all the process, that's what you get.
Okay.
That's straight out of the tequila. So what you're actually tasting there is this true tequila flavor. That's okay. If you taste it, you can taste agave. You're going to taste some of the citrus, everything that comes from the earth that came, comes from the piña.
Yep.
So you're actually going to taste that. Well, what happens is then you put it into barrels. Once you put it into a barrel and you let it sit there, you let it sit for, we let it hours sit for 1 year, so it becomes a reposado. Once it sits there for 1 year, it becomes a reposado for us. It gets a little bit tasty. It's more like the wood flavor into it, just a tiny bit. And you still get the agaves and the citrus a little bit. It starts getting some sort of different flavors that comes out of the agave plant. So it just transforms into a reposado and a different taste of it. Then later on, if you let it sit longer, which we do with our añejo, and that's a 2 year for us.
Okay.
And then it picks up more of the wood flavor, so it gets a little more spicy flavor to it, and it gets a little more body, more texture to that.
So the longer it ages, the better it tastes, which explains the three different levels. Fresh out of the ground, the first thing is, this is great tequila. Let's age it a little bit more and have a better one, which we do, and then let's age it a little bit more so we even have the premium, top of the notch, best tequila out there. So it's a whole aging process.
And then after that, which is something that we're already working on, that we already have on barrels, it's an extra añejo, which that one right there for us is going to be 5 years.
Wow.
Usually 3 years you can make it. But like I said, we go the extra step. You know, 3 years you can call it extra añejo, but we go the extra step. We let it sit for 5 years. And that's going to be like the top of the top right there.
That's going to be tough to just let it sit for that long.
You want to dig into it. You want to start drinking, right? You don't want to wait 5 years.
You're probably thinking, We're three years away. We're almost there.
But once
you get to that point, then all of a sudden the time is caught up. 10 years, you're constantly, you know, producing this stuff. So after you get past the first 10 years, or 8 years, or 6 years, then it just starts rolling. The time doesn't really matter because you're consistently flowing and creating the product.
That's the hardest part of a company. But
yeah,
like it says, the bottom line is in a palate, there's no wrong or right answer of what you like. Like people are silver people, they're reposado or they're añejo.
Right.
There's no wrong or right answer. It's really your palate.
Good point.
You could be a bourbon drinker, you could be a cognac drinker, and you're going to be more emphatic on the añejos because of the aroma of the barrel. It's just an amazing thing. That's why we thrive about it, because anybody like silver, you like añejo, whatever it is your palate likes is what we like.
That's a good point. You know, I recently heard, and I think I may have mentioned this earlier, though, that some tequilas are now bringing in bourbon barrels, and they're putting the tequila to age in, like, the bourbon or the whiskey barrels. Now, is that because they want to have a flavor of whiskey or bourbon in there, and that enhances the actual tequila? Again, by your palate. Some people like
that's
that.
And
other things.
They have
That's interesting, because you're mixing two different types of drink or alcohol.
And that being said, what are your thoughts on the different flavored ones? I know there's some brands have chocolate, they have citrus, they have all these different. I'm not one for the different flavors, whether it's tequila or rum or anything, or even with whiskey.
Vodka's got a lot of that too.
They got cinnamon and all that stuff. I just like the strain stuff. Are you guys open to that with different flavors? Or you just like the standard old fashioned? What you guys are doing?
I mean, we respect the industry so much that I believe tequila is tequila.
I really
want to sip it in on the rocks. That's the way we believe in it. But like I said, more power to the consumer. The consumer usually dictates what's out there.
That's true.
And I respect a lot the consumer because I'm a consumer myself. So if that's what they want, and eventually, you can never say never. But for us, we respect the agave plant so much.
Yeah.
And for starters, that's where our product comes from. So I don't want to mix it with anything else.
Right.
Because I want to make sure people understand tequila is an art. It's not so much of a... It's a drink. It's a drink. But bottom line is fuel the real true sippiness.
Right.
I like that.
That's good. We recently attended an event where there was a mixologist there, and he was mixing out all these fancy drinks. And this drink he was mixing for us, I don't know what it was, but it was a margarita base. Which
he didn't even know what tequila he was using because
I
asked him.
Right. But
so not much of a mixologist if he didn't know the tequila he was using.
But the core, the main ingredient was the tequila.
Yeah.
It was a chilled glass. Crushed ice. The tequila was in there. He had mint in there, bitters, and something else.
Yeah, but boy, it was fantastic. It took me 5 minutes to make one drink.
Right, but it was the core of the thing was the tequila.
Yeah.
But boy, this drink was fantastic. So what I'm getting at is you could enjoy a tequila sipping fresh or just plain, just a tequila on ice or plain, and still enjoy it. But then you throw in these other things, like the mixologist did. Boy, again, I've learned a whole new way of enjoying tequila now.
Yeah,
with Casa de Mexico. And this mix thing, which is...
Nowadays, you know, you get these mixologists, and it's actually an art. They're creating a lot of different things. It's just creations. And we have seen different guys, and trust me, when you have a guy that really knows how to make a drink,
yep.
And usually, you know, good guys will not use syrups or none of that stuff. They use straight fruit and really natural stuff. When you get the natural stuff in it, you can actually take in a good tequila, because that also is going to give you the nice, exact, you know, if you mix it with silver, you're going to sense the silver, the agave, and then the mixture of the fruit or whatever he puts in it. And it's a great drink. So I have tasted some really, really great drinks.
Yeah.
And we actually are creating a group of mixologists, but we're going to be calling them tequiologists.
Oh, I like that.
That's going to be that's our line. We're going to have tequiologists.
Bramboozling.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to focus just on our tequila doing drinks.
One thing I like about your guys' presentation, in addition to pouring, and I've never seen this before, you come with the little container with fruit. And why don't you tell our listeners why you have the fruit to share with the drink? Yeah, you're not putting the fruit in the drink, but it's there to share with the people drinking. For what reason?
It's very important for us to understand that the consumer has to understand the SKUs that we have or the flavors. So when they try silver, they need to clear their palate out completely in order for them to really taste that whole difference between the reposado and the silver.
Yep.
And so be it with añejo. So it's very important right between that, you clear your palate. You have a little bit of fruta that actually takes away that all the ingredients of the alcohol within your mouth. And you're actually really, truly trying a product from zero.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we do it. It's not a chaser.
Yeah.
It's just an in-between chaser that clears out your palate completely.
It works well, and it looks good, and it tastes good. I mean, it complemented the table very well with the tequila there. Hey, I'm going to ask you a question that's probably tough to answer. It's like asking a parent which kid you like best. Do you guys have a preference to each? I mean, you have three different styles, three different in their own different way. I know you're going to say you love them all, but do you have a preference?
You know,
because they're all good. I got to tell you, I tasted them all.
Thank you. It really depends on my day.
Like, yeah.
If I want to have a filet mignon at the end of the day, and
good point. This guy's on top of it.
And I want to have
a tastemaker, Mark.
A nice cigar.
Yeah.
At night, guess what? I'm inclined to go for the añejo because I want to feel that smokiness.
Yeah.
It just depends on my day. If I wake up, I want to eat this today. I want to eat mariscos.
Okay.
I want to have a cold silver right before I have my food. It just totally depends to me personally. But
it's just like wine.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to wine, you know, you got seafood.
Yeah. Right.
You're going to choose a specific
wine. Right. Good.
You're going to have, you know, red meat. You're going to choose a specific wine. So pretty much you're looking at it the same way as wine.
Yeah.
So if you look at our tequila, you're going to be choosing the right one combination for the food you're eating or the mood you're in.
That's a couple of good answers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
very important.
And where could our listeners find your product? Other than your website, where could they find your product if they went out to go out and get it today? After listening to us today, they might say, I need to get that now. Where could they go?
Most definitely Wally's Beverly Hills. Wally's has two locations, Wally's Beverly Hills, the Canon one.
Okay.
And they actually have
Is Wally's also like a bar or club?
That's correct.
The only reason I ask, last week, because I remember you did mention Wally's to us a couple weeks ago. Last week, I always get drawn into reality TV. I was watching Housewives of Beverly Hills, and they were at Wally's.
Yeah.
And they were at Wally's, and it was like
Million Dollar Listing was there, too, at Wally's.
So it's on Cannon?
Right across the street from the Montage.
And soon it'll be in a lot of other places, such as Lisa Vanderpump's restaurants.
Oh, great.
Like Villa Blanca.
Villa Blanca is a great place.
Villa Blanca, Sur, and Pump. There will be every single one of them.
So you guys pounding the pavement, doing all that, sales as well, everything.
You guys cover everything.
Promotion, marketing, sales.
It's like the Harris Brothers. We're all together.
Yeah.
Matt and I are recently are doing something for the ESPY Awards in July. If you guys aren't already committed to that, keep in mind that you've got an invitation to come and take part with our
July 12th.
July 12th, right, in Hollywood. So if you're not doing anything already, then you've got an invitation, so keep that in mind in your calendar. We don't want to take you away if you're already doing something.
So Wally's, and I'm sure you're working on getting it to other places as well.
We're in several different restaurants. We're for example, Emilio Beverage Warehouse in the Southern California area for the more Latino area.
Now, let me ask about that, like how it used to be in the 60s and 70s and 50s, like getting a DJ to play a certain record. You almost had to dazzle them because there was so much competition. You couldn't just go in and say, could you play this? It's like, what are you going to do for me? I mean, do you find that kind of competition?
If payola, you're saying. Payola, I think.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, are you going? Are they saying like, well, Eric, come on. I mean, why do I need you? Why would I? I mean, or is it more like, sure, why not? Is it challenging? I'm sure it's not super easy, but is it challenging? Is it?
Well, it's like everything. I think it does have their challenges, especially because there's so many tequilas and there's so many spirit companies in the world that come to them and say, hey, well, we have some amazing DJ ambassadors for us that have believed in us because of what they've seen happen. Yeah. Right. Everything with our company, that's one the beauty of our company, that everything's happened organically.
Yeah.
I know
the
there's
people
this
who are involved are people who truly believe in Casa Mexico.
Yeah. There's this one liquor store in Sunset Boulevard. They even had it in the episode of Entourage.
Okay.
Remember? And remember they talked about if you get your product in that liquor store.
Yeah, it's like something that's been there for like 50 years, right?
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, we saw the episode. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I forgot the name of it. But I've heard a couple other times about that liquor store, how if you get in there, it's like you're in. Like,
actually, what you're saying is actually what we're trying to do. We're hand-picking liquor stores like that.
Yeah.
Emilio's Beverage Warehouse. That one right there is one of those stores where you go there and like everybody buys their liquor there.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. You see their parking, you can never park. It's always waiting for someone to pull out.
Wow.
I mean, it's one of those places. So we're actually looking for a lot of liquor stores like that. We don't want to be in every single corner
store. Makes the brand much more exclusive.
Yeah, you have to go find it. So it's one of those things. More
good idea. Good marketing plan.
So we are doing that instead of being in every, try to hit every single one. So we're pinpointing those really good locations where we can put our product, and we let people know through our social media where they can go find it.
Yeah, you can.
Guys, we are winding down on the show here. So why don't you give another quick throw out of what your website is and where they can get the tequila if they want to go out and get it today. You've got about 60 seconds here, guys. Knock yourself out.
Well, you can go to CasaMexicoTequila.com. You can go to our Facebook, Casa Mexico Tequila, and you can also go to CM Tequila on Instagram and Twitter. And you can go, if you try to buy our tequila, Wally's on Beverly Hills, you can actually buy it online. You can go to our website. There's a link for it. And you can go to Wally's, and they'll send it to your house on a really nice package. It'll be delivered right to your door.
Wow.
Around the nationwide.
Boy,
the majority of
you can't make it much more simpler than that, folks.
Yeah.
Eric, Armando, Casa de Mexico, thanks for coming in. Thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it. To our listeners around the globe and around the country, this is the Tastemakers. You can get a hold of the Harris Brothers at wildcreationsmedia.com, facebook.com/wildcreations, Twitter, MySpace, Instagram, Flickr, the whole thing.
Or big shout out to our sponsor, ibidforstorage.com.
Thanks again for listening. And until next week, as Pitbull always says, every day above ground is a great day. Ciao.
Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, gentlemen.